A federal judge has once again held the Arizona Department of Corrections in contempt for providing poor health care in state prisons. In a ruling issued Wednesday, U.S. District Court Judge Rosalind Silver fined the Arizona Department of Corrections $1.1 million for failing to meet prison health care benchmarks the state agreed to years ago. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins covers health care in Arizona prisons, joins us now to talk more about this. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Mark.
So I got to say, this sounds familiar. It seems like we've been here before.
That is correct. This is not deja vu, Mark. This has happened before. If you'll remember in 2018, I'm sure you and I talked then.
Yes.
Magistrate Judge David Duncan fined the department $1.4 million for similar prison health care failures.
Okay. So Jimmy, remind us of the lawsuit that both of these contempt orders originated from.
This is the Parsons versus Shin lawsuit, because David Shin is now the director. We used to call it Parsons versus Ryan because Director Ryan was the former director. It is a class action lawsuit among people in state prisons who in 2014 were recognized as a class that argued they were receiving poor health care in violation of their constitutional rights. Before the case went to trial, a settlement was agreed upon in 2015. And as a part of that settlement, the state agreed to meet more than 100 healthcare benchmarks, which are referred to as performance measures. They're looking at things like people who need urgent medical care. Are they getting it within a reasonable amount of time? Do inmates have access to prescription medicines as they get moved around the different prison facilities? So the Department of Corrections has been submitting monthly reports on their progress complying with those benchmarks ever since 2015.
So in those, what, 5+ years or so, how is the state doing?
Yeah, I think we just, as of this month, we just went over 6 years since the settlement was agreed upon. And as you may have guessed from the fine, we're not doing good, Mark. The state has managed to come into 100% compliance with a lot of the performance measures, but it's still not met the threshold it needs for some very significant ones. And this most recent fine was to punish the state for not meeting the benchmarks at several different prisons for just 1 month in 2019. And attorneys for the inmates have reviewed the order that came out yesterday and calculated that the state could be facing another $17 million in additional fines.
Wow. So, Jimmy, where does that money for the fine come from and where does it go?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me this. Arizona has privatized prison healthcare. So even in the 10 state-run prisons, a private operator is paid to run the healthcare for inmates. When the state was fined in 2018, the operator was Corizon Health, and because of their contract, they paid that fine. Arizona fired that provider after years of failures and hired Centurion of Arizona. I've reached out to ADC to see if the same contract provisions will apply to the new fine. But in her order, Judge Silver specified that all of the money from both fines will be used to pay for a staffing analysis as well as a system-wide analysis of the healthcare problems the prisons are having.
So how do these fines compare to the overall amount of money when we're talking about the budget for the corrections department?
Well, that's a great point, Mark, because it goes toward explaining why we're still in this mess. While $1 million fine from a federal judge is certainly a big deal, I mean, it's a huge statement of the magnitude of the problems here in the eyes of Judge Silver, it's still just a drop in the bucket compared to the annual budget for ADC, which is more than $1 billion with a B. Also, we pay Centurion more than $200 million every year for the healthcare contract. So, Mark, with the previous company, Corizon, we saw that they were just kind of taking their staff operations here in Arizona and understaffing them and choosing to pay fines, they decided that that was easier to do than to fully staff the prisons and provide constitutionally adequate care. And it looks like we may be seeing a similar pattern here with Centurion. So we'll keep reporting on the settlement process as it develops, and we'll see if the studies that these fines are going to pay for will yield any results.
All right. We know you'll keep your eyes on that. That is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.